I don't know, there's something very special about Aspen making music in a place which has so much natural beauty around it. Just to be able to sit outside on a lawn to see mountains, I don't know, it gives you a lot of space in your mind somehow.
That's pianist Stephen Osborne in Aspen last summer during Colorado Public Radio's first residency at the Aspen Music Festival and School. I'm Monica Vischer, and we are there again this summer talking to classical artists, welcoming music director designate Robert Spano, and hearing from the students who make this festival so special. Like the tubist practicing in the Benedict Music Tent one morning, as a little girl was dancing through the rows of empty seats.
My name is Mike Blair. I play the tuba. I'm from North Adams, Massachusetts.
The entire atmosphere here is just inspiring. I've felt a drive in wanting to practice and wanting to play as best I can here that I haven't felt since I was a young kid.
How old are you now?
Tomorrow's my 21st birthday.
Young kid. Some people would say it's not so long ago that you were a young kid.
No, I'm still a young kid.
Last year we talked to internationally renowned musicians for whom Aspen is a second home every summer, like violinist Sarah Chang.
From the time I was 6 years old, I do remember just loving Aspen, loving everything about it, loving coming.
Guitarist Sharon Isbin.
I've backpacked here and I've hiked for many, many years. Some of the places that are my favorites are Cathedral Lake, American Lake, Lost Man, endless number.
Pianist Jean-Yves Thibaudet.
You know, I've never performed in Aspen. I've been twice in my life here, once in the winter visiting friends. I visited last summer. So
and
two summers
one
ago,
unexpected there. Feathered musician who found his way into the tent. How are preparations coming for the concert tonight?
Well, you hear in the background a little music that's coming from the tent.
Mm-hmm.
You also hear that magpie?
Yeah.
I have a little story to tell you. Last night, a magpie flew into the music tent, but it could not find its way out.
And nobody else was in the tent.
No one else was in the tent, except here was this magpie screeching away in the tent.
Join us in Aspen starting Friday, and follow our activities on Twitter at CPR Classical. We'll wrap up with a live broadcast of Robert Spano conducting Mahler's Fifth Symphony on Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock on Colorado Public Radio.